Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board and join with us as we face the issues. Got a delightful program today that's scheduled for your listening instruction and edification. I pray that you are going to continue to tune in and call others to do so. We're going to be talking about today, communism versus freedom. Do you know what communism is? Are you willing to allow our Constitution and our Bill of Rights to be eviscerated, to have a nation of communism, Marxism, socialism, Marxism, just light terms for communism as we know it today? But multitudes in America, I believe, are silent or asleep and not interested and or do not know. So let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. You're invited to call in during the course of this broadcast. We're going to be having an interview with Joanne today. We're going to sequester her last name for security purposes, but we'll introduce her in just a moment as we talk about this serious subject. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's called the Bible. I don't know about you, but I recall back years ago, and I'm still less than 100, but years ago in Bible school and Sunday school, we'd sing that song, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me, the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. And that's the word of truth. It is the truth book, as I like to call it. And as we think about that, I'm recalling John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, where the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus in John 14, 6 says, "I am truth." And then he makes a dogmatic declaratory statement in John 17, 17, where Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that I recommend to you. I realize that many today reject the truth. In fact, it was George Orwell, the secularist of writing the dystopian novel called 1984, that back in 1947 and 48, when he wrote that book, he made the statement in it, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We find that to be so true today, where there is a rejection and revulsion of anyone that will stand for the truth, especially if it's a written, revealed truth of the Word of God. There's a rejection for that. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a very, very powerful statement. In an article that he wrote a few months back, Jim DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He makes a statement, and I'll read one paragraph in this article. "Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity," end quote. And I find that to be so important for us to understand, is that the church has the responsibility, the Christians have the responsibility to do as the 15th century theologian and church reformer said, Jan Hus said, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." Ladies and gentlemen, that's the clarion call, I believe, that every Christian, every watchman on the wall, every pastor ought to resoundingly say, is that as Christians, we need to be willing to stand and defend the truth even to death. One of the problems in America today with Christianity is the weak, mealy-mouthed Christianity that we've devolved into, where there's an unwillingness to stand for truth and to be willing to face the truth, whether or not it is acceptable or is received by others. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about professional and homeowner landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you ask the question, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag and flagpole at the base of that flagpole. You'll find, ladies and gentlemen, the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. Let me remind you, lest I forget it. That telephone number is 831-0917. We invite your telephone call, your inquiry, your dialogue and discussion with this interview that we're having today. We're going to interview Joanne in just a moment. But before we do that, let me set the stage for where we want to go for us to understand the seriousness of this dialogue and discussion today. The world is changing, ladies and gentlemen. It's changing. Our freedom, our liberties are at stake. Today, more so than I believe in the history of the United States of America. America's foundations are now being undermined and eviscerated. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I believe we hear that, and it is like sounding brass and tinkling cymbal, as the old saying goes. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to realize we are today witnessing the erosion of our God-given faith, family, and freedom that we find codified in our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. We're watching it being eviscerated by those coming out of Washington and enemies abroad that are trying to undermine and tear down and destroy our freedoms and our family and our faith. And I believe it's high time we as Christians realize the dangers that's looming before us. I believe that it's high time as Christians and as churches and as pastors in particular that we take a stand. If you're a pastor and you're listening to me and you're not willing to take a stand and defend the faith, family, and our freedom, if you're not willing to take a stand and verbally stand for truth against the enemies of America and our founding documents, I believe you need to find another profession. I believe it's time that you probably need to think about selling life insurance or something of that nature. I believe it's time our church is strengthened based on the power of God through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. I believe it's time we stop being seated and silent. Our politicians, ladies and gentlemen, are aware of the evisceration of our Bill of Rights. Our politicians are aware of the creeping, what I call, socialist, Marxist, Democratic, Communist Party that's undermining and destroying the purpose that God gave us, America. In fact, in Proverbs 29:3, the scripture says, where the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe that's where we are today. Communism, ladies and gentlemen, stands against everything that we stand for in our Constitution. It stands against everything that's called life, liberty, and freedom in the United States of America. We have a great nation today, but the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party and those involved are trying their best to undermine and destroy it. Why is that so? I believe it's simply because the Biden cabal, the Biden family, liars and thieves are involved in the destruction of our nation because of what they get out of it. For example, I'll not go into great detail, but the Biden connection to Ukraine, the Biden connection to Russia. The Biden connection to Iran, the Biden's connection to China, and other enemies of the state, and yet they're not sounding the alarm simply because of the graft and the pay that they get out of it. Just example of that is Hunter Biden today selling colored water on paper called portraits and paintings, $500,000 to $1 million apiece. Do you think they're worth that? Not on your life. It's the backdoor approach for payment from China and others that are simply buying influence in the Oval Office. The Biden administration suddenly pulled out of Afghanistan. They left thousands and thousands of Christians there. Read an article just yesterday where the Taliban's going from door to door asking if you're Christian. If you say no, they take your cell phone and look at it. And if there's anything about scripture, a Bible on the cell telephone, then you're summarily beheaded. That's happening in Afghanistan as I speak, and it's as a result of Biden pullout. And ladies and gentlemen, in Afghanistan, you may or may not be aware of it, but the world's largest, longest, widest runway is there in Afghanistan, bought and paid for, created, constructed by U.S. tax dollars. It's now controlled by China. China is now in control of the major things that's taking place in Afghanistan today. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you today, the Middle East is simply a powder keg. Russia is on the move. China is now laughing at the American political system as they aggressively control much of the world's rare earth minerals, and their super technologies today that are absolutely surpassing anything that America has. Why is that so? Because America has allowed them to steal all of the technologies that we have created, and they're supersizing it, as the old cliche would go. So is America in danger? Is America in danger of communism? Is America on the very threshold of seeing our nation overthrown? Let me just tuck this in before we introduce Joanne. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you recall, some are old enough to recall, I am. Back in 1987, I believe was the date, Alexander Solzhenitsyn from Russia immigrated to America. He ultimately passed away. He had gone back to Russia after that, but he made an absolute speech before the House and the Senate, our political leaders in Washington, warning America of the dangers of communism. He was summarily laughed at by our political leaders in the Beltway in Washington. I want us to understand we made the error then, and we're making the error today on a continuum of not listening to those that have experienced the communist experience and not listening to those that come out of those nations that warn America of what they see taking place. Very recently in Lowndes County in Virginia, a lady from China was warning the leadership for the Board of Education and for the parents in Lowndes County, Virginia, of what she saw, what she sees taking place in the educational system and the sequestering of the freedom of speech from the parents. She said, I grew up in that in China. I know what's happening. I know what's taking place, and warned the listeners about the dangers of it. And the response from the political leadership was, get out of the room. We don't want to hear you anymore. But ladies and gentlemen, we're privileged today, and I say that we're absolutely blessed of the Lord today to have a brave, godly lady that's willing to take a stand for truth, that is warning America of the dangers of China and the American freedom that is on the block, that is the potential of being eviscerated. So I want to say welcome, Joanne, to Let's Face the Issues Today. It's my delight to have you with
thank
us.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you so much for the great opportunity to be on air, being interviewed by you. My name is Joanne. Joanne is my middle name, which I added when I became a citizen of the United States of America in July 2011. God's plan is always better than ours.
That's right.
And His way is higher than ours.
Amen.
As an unexpected child, the second youngest one of seven, I am so grateful that God brought me to this free country from China over 26 years ago. I came here because my husband was pursuing for his PhD in Arizona State University at that time. I was a doctor in China and worked there for 2 years, specializing in schistosomiasis disease, which is a parasitic disease. Now, I'm an ordinary housewife and a mom of three.
One question that I need to ask, Joanne, as we talk about your background and your life experience, and I believe you touched on it, but one of our listeners has said you were a physician in China. Is that correct?
Yes.
And now, as you say, I'm just a housewife. don't minimize that because of the knowledge and the experience that God's given you that you have come to America. How did God move you to America?
I just mentioned, so my husband was pursuing
right.
for his PhD.
That was the leading cause.
Yes.
He was
yes,
working
right.
on his PhD program. Do you have family members in China today?
Yeah. The vast majority of my family is in China, with the exception of my own family and one of my nephews and his family in Louisiana State.
So you still have family that's under the iron fist of communism in China?
Yes.
Now, I want to ask you a question that our listeners need to understand. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. During the course of this entire broadcast, we'll be interviewing Joanne. We're sequestering her last name for the purposes of security for her life and living here in America. But Joanne is talking about her life and background and upbringing in China. Joanne, tell us about What is the difference between the citizens in China and the CCP?
Dr. Yang Blatt, you know, the people is always different than the government. The Chinese people are hardworking and thrifty, kind and patient, respect the old, love the young, and have many virtues. The Chinese government is different, just like we, the people here, mm-hmm. and the American government. All men have a sinful nature. Just as Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the Chinese have an institution, they have kind of, you know, in their bones and blinded and brainwashed. And most of the people have no concept of the democracy, freedom, and the rule of law. And most are used to live in a subservient, surviving lifestyle. And the Chinese government, because they don't believe in God, they are atheists who think they themselves are God, the savior of the people. They manipulate people's minds and brainwash them through their propaganda tools.
Let's stop for a moment. Joanne, let me ask you a question. I believe it's important for our listeners to understand your statement. They brainwash the people.
Yes.
Tell us how they do that and what is the motive behind that. And do the people realize that that's taking place?
So that just as I said, make a statement, they manipulate people's minds and brainwash them through their propaganda tools.
Mm-hmm. So, and some of the propaganda tools,
yes.
as you're aware, just about every human being in China is being watched by a camera in some fashion. In China, you either follow lockstep with all that the government says do, or you cannot buy, sell, trade, you can't have a rent a car, rent a house, et cetera, et cetera. Am I speaking truth? Is that correct?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
So it's a repressive form of government you're talking about with the CCP. And for the people, our listeners, that's the Communist Party that you're speaking of. And there's a vast difference between the people and the Communist Party as you're speaking today. So as we sit here today, and we recognize that there's a vast difference. There's a major difference also in the way people are treated, and you spoke of it, for individuals, humans being valuable in the sight of God, all having a sinful nature. And so that permeates all of societies, all of the nations, and yet it is viewed in China, as you just stated so clearly and eloquently, that it's an atheistic form of government. There's a mindset that we are gods, and you've got to listen to us. Is that am I paraphrasing that correctly?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Okay, let me ask you another question, Joanne. I believe that you've had COVID-19, or some call it the Wuhan virus. Tell us something about that. Why do you call COVID-19 the CCP virus?
Oh, okay. This virus is kind of very... I'm trying to find a word to describe that. And back then, I think back in mid-November of 2019, I already read reports, both in English and Chinese, about the confirmed pneumonic plague in Beijing and some other cities. And then in late November, I read another report about the positive Brucella antibody incident at some institute in China. So towards the end of year in 2019, I had a feeling that the new year that followed 2020 was going to be unusual. Because we all know the year of 2020 is the election year, and the relationship between the U.S. and China has been a standstill due to the trade war. And so when the virus was outbreak in Wuhan, I just, so lots of people did not know how they died.
Mm-hmm.
And soon people were gone. I have seen a video of thousands of cell phones piled up on the floor because the owners were gone. So a group of Chinese Christians in America prayed a lot during that time. we pray for repentance, for our sins, for wisdom, how to share the gospel clearly at the right time, for salvation of our family members, relatives, and friends, and for other people, name by name, whom we did not know them at all, actually. Especially when we saw that many lives were taken by the virus, so our hearts were saddened because we did not know how many souls were rest in the Lord's arm. Our hearts were very anxious, which inspired us to reach out to our friends and relatives in China. And sometimes sharing one or two Bible verses, hoping to bring encouragement and comfort to them. I also took time to follow the source of the virus and some scientific papers. My whole heart and mind followed the virus. I was busy writing prayer points, keeping them up to date, translating, letting all my brothers and sisters here know about the development of pandemic. And actually, at the beginning of last November, I interacted with CDC, Florida State Department of Health, St. John's and Duval County Health Department, my doctors, governor, senators, representatives, even Jack's newsroom. Even before the pandemic broke out in America, I was so concerned that it would break out here. Mm-hmm.
When we think about, Joanne,
yes,
with the COVID and the outbreak, let me ask you a very poignant question that perhaps listeners are asking or wanting to know. In your opinion, you may or may not have the exact answer, but in your opinion, was that developed by the Communist Chinese Party, or was that simply a lab that happened on to developing of that? Do you think that there's any culpability between American health agencies and the Chinese Communist Party in developing the virus?
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
Yes. And last summer, when I was volunteering for North American Conservative Review, I did another translations, and I noticed that back then, maybe back in 2014, 2015, and Dr. Fauci and another company, I think it's called Echo Health.
Mm-hmm.
Alliance in New York,
right,
in New York State. And then they just send money through that company to China. So that's how they did, I found out last summer.
Is the Wuhan lab a Communist Chinese Party owned operated lab?
Yes. Yes.
So it's
operated by CCP.
CCP,
yes,
operates it. So is it your opinion or your thoughts, or do you have an opinion on that, that it was the Communist Chinese Party that developed the Wuhan, as I call it, the Wuhan flu or the COVID-19? Do you think it was released accidentally or purposely?
Yes, I know the truth. The pandemic is a planned global epidemic originating in Wuhan, corroborated by the CCP, funded by the deep state, used to manipulate the election of 2020 in USA, terrorize with the people, and then control hearts and minds with the mandates, testing mandate, mask mandate, and vaccine mandate.
So in your opinion, let's just back up and kind of summarize for our listeners. Let me remind our listeners also that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Should you have any questions or comments, we'll have dialogue and discussion with Joanne about the discussion today. We invite your call. Would you say then, Joanne, that the virus that was released out of Wuhan, China, are you saying to me that you believe that it was released purposely? You'd say that you know that it was the Communist Chinese Party that developed it, and it was designed to interfere with the 2020 presidential election. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
Many, and I pray that our listeners will listen up and understand that that's coming from a person that has the inside knowledge of what takes place in China, the Communist Chinese Party, and how they operate. So you think that if you'd summarize it in my words, they developed it as a biochemical warfare methodology, and it brought terror in America and terrorize the people, was your terms, in order to win the election for the Biden administration that's currently in. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. That's what my perspective.
All right. From your perspective, it's because China's rejection of Donald Trump. Am I putting it correctly? China's rejection of Donald Trump because of the trade wars, et cetera.
Yeah.
That was it. All right. Based on that statement, Joanna, let me ask you another question. Why do you think so many therapies and treatments for COVID-19 today are banned in America?
So I just would like to put in a short sentence for this question,
okay.
Dr. Youngblood. Those big pharmacy companies just want to make profit because HCQ is too cheap. And the more people go untreated and stay sick longer to the point of death, the more federal benefits the hospital will get.
Absolutely. And you spoke very, very directly and succinctly on that subject. You said HCQ, that's hydroxychloroquine, is a very cheap medication. And you're saying, in essence, because it's cheap, the pharmaceutical houses cannot make a large profit. And that's the reason they've banned it, rejected it, refused to use it in America. And I am amazed, even as of yesterday, the CDC website, don't know if you're aware of this, the CDC website has not necessarily changed its position, but they talk about the efficacy of ivermectin, which they've been summarily rejecting, and now they put it, but they go on with a kind of a footnote that there's no proven benefit, but it cannot hurt or harm, I believe is the process. I believe we have John on the line. You've got John, go over with the question or comment, please.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. And it's awesome, Janet, that you're on the radio today. I watched a video last night. It talks about the 7th Military World Games that took place in Wuhan. What are your thoughts about that? And that maybe that it was used to spread COVID-19. Thank you.
Thank you, John, for your call. Joanne?
I think back then to the October, I think they got to have some kind of competition like
yes.
There, right?
That's what he's speaking of, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
It's related to.
It's related to, and
yes.
It's the Communist Chinese Party. But his question, I believe, succinctly was, do you think they use that as a potential for spreading COVID or the virus? We're not certain of that, and I've heard the thoughts on that subject, that is potential for that to having taken place. We have no verifiable indication of that being a fact. But Joanne, would you say that based on knowing the Communist Chinese Party, that nothing is beyond that potential? Is that a correct statement?
Yes.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Joanne today. Joanne is from China. Joanne's been an American citizen for some time, but she still has family and relatives in China. She's very familiar with what took place in the Wuhan lab, and it is a Chinese Communist Party lab. It was used to develop, purposely developing, as a biochemical weapon of warfare being developed by the Communist Chinese Party, and was released to bring about a pandemic. And Joanne's statement was that she believes it was in direct response to wanting to defeat President Donald J. Trump and put Joe Biden in office because of their a detestation or hatred or rejection for President Donald J. Trump. It was used for that, and I believe it was very successful for that, and I believe that is the something that they will continue to try to use with Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's already talked about a dark winter coming up before us. Anthony Fauci and others are already saying through the CDC that you shouldn't have grandpa and grandma over for Christmas. You need to make sure they're vaccinated before you can have them in your home, and they're trying to control our lives. That goes back to the Communist Party system of total domination and control of the citizens. They are setting the stage, ladies and gentlemen, I believe, they're setting the stage for total control of American citizens. So if we bow now, and if we're willing to put on the mask, we're willing to take the vaccination and bow to that, my question is, what is the next thing that they'll be demanding the U.S. citizens to bow to? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a top-of-the-hour news break for about 1 minute. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
From First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.